Hills, Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day using 8-pronyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. And welcome back, Deborah. We have Deborah Tavares here, connected by phone, by cell. And it is Earth Day today. And, of course, by the way, it's the last day of the Days of Baal, which is the child sacrifice day in ancient Middle East, called the Days of Moloch, which is a giant owl in Bohemian Grove in Northern California, which is a symbol of the ancient worship of the Druids. So basically, Earth Day is a Druidic ceremony, literally ready to sacrifice the population of people on Earth. And you've got lots of documents, Deborah. Let's rock and roll.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Bill. Yes, the human sacrificing of the global populations is well underway right now. Here's the definition of Earth Day, and I think everybody needs to be reminded because it is an annual event now. And interestingly, it's celebrated every year on April the 22nd. And it is a worldwide event. It's held to demonstrate support for environmental protection. And it started in 1970. And it now includes events all around, over about 193 countries coordinate an annual celebration. But what's interesting about this is that on Earth Day of 2016, the Paris Peace Agreement was signed on to by the United States, China, and another 120 other countries, and signing it satisfied one of the key requirements for the entry into force of the historic draft of the Climate Protection Treaty, adopted by consensus. And everybody needs to remember, consensus is arm-twisting Delphi technique.
That consensus, by the way, was 72 world leaders, Barack Obama with the Paris Climate Accord, and the Jesuit Black Pope back in 2016.
Yep, and it's important to understand the word consensus is around every single policy that's adopted, as well as the Delphi technique. But moving on, it says that it was adopted by consensus of 195 nations present at the 2015 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Paris. Now, this is interesting, Dr. Bill. In 1969, at the UNESCO conference in San Francisco, there was a proposal to honor the Earth. Earth Day was founded by the United States Senator Gaylord Nelson and an environmental teach-in that was first held on April 22nd of 1970. Now, here's the real kicker. Vladimir Lenin's birthday is April the 22nd. This is why Earth Day is April the 22nd.
Right.
And he was a Russian revolutionary politician, and he served as the head of the government of the Soviet Union. And under his administration, Russia and the wider Soviet Union became a one-party communist state governed by the Russian Communist Party. Lenin's Bolshevik government and his administration redistributed land among the peasantry and nationalized banks and large-scale industry. And it created central powers and promoted world revolution through the Communist International. And opponents were suppressed in the Red Terror, which was a violent campaign administered by the state security services. And tens of thousands of people were killed or interned in concentration camps. And Lenin's administration defeated right and left wing until the Bolshevik armies in Russia. And the war from 1917 to 1922 and oversaw the Polish-Soviet War. So we need to understand what the definition of communism is, because it's what is in all of these Paris Peace Accords and the end goal. And this is what the definition of communism is. But before we get into that, what Lenin was also involved in 1921 was a temporary experiment, and he characterized this in 22 as an economic system that would include a free market and capitalism, both subject to state control, while socialized state enterprises would operate on a profit basis. Now, here's the definition of communism, which was derived from Karl Marx, advocating class war and leading to a society in which all property is publicly owned, and each person works and is paid according to their abilities and needs. Now, Earth Day, it's important to understand this is just following all of the environmental legislation that's already approved and now adopted in all of our cities everywhere, Dr. Bill.
Right, and by the way, this is through ICLEI and COGS. We talked about this. We talked about this with Gary Richard Arnold on Friday. So please continue.
Yes, well, absolutely. So it's really important, number one, to understand how all this has happened and why we are where we are. And we have to keep in mind that the United States was bankrupted. And what the members of Congress and the official trustees presiding over the greatest reorganization of any bankrupt entity in the world back in 1933 was the U.S. government. And it's important to continue to never forget that the United States federal government exists today in name only. The receivers of the United States bankruptcy were the International Bankers, the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. And all United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating within a de facto status in name only under emergency war powers.
So right. They have to renew that war powers. I say it also exists in our hearts, but to be honest with you, that's the hearts of each American that believes in the Constitution and our rights. But the way that the globalists operate, they operate in a system where we're property. We don't have the right to own property. This country's bankrupt. Even I had somebody tell me, and I saw it on Drudge today, that the Social Security is going to run out of money in 2035. It can't run out of money. It's issued by the IMF. We're given Social Security checks. It's not. There's no such thing as a trust fund or a treasury. There doesn't exist. The checks are issued by the IMF. So when I hear this is going to run out, it's because they want to run out the population, get rid of us. They don't want
that's
seniors
exactly
around
right.
2035.
That's
by 2035,
exactly
they're talking
right.
about there's no checks issued if you're dead, because that's their intention.
That's exactly right. And we have to remember that we're being run now in locally by the Climate Action Plan. And it's global. It's every city, every nation, every country, worldwide. And in those plans, it discusses resilience, because we're being hit relentlessly by weather weapons, which they call climate change. And resilience is in the plans. And here's the definition of what resilience is. It's the ability to recover from repeated and repetitive loss, and the ability to adjust to shock and stresses. They tell us that resilience is the capacity of individuals, communities, institutions, businesses, and systems to survive, adapt, and grow no matter what kind of chronic stresses and acute shocks they experience.
Right.
So what we have is weather weapon assaults and attacks. We're being literally decimated. And they say that shocks and stresses include, now listen to this, Dr. Bill, this is outrageous, but it is what we face. They say that the shocks and stresses include aging infrastructure, climate change, coastal tidal flooding, drought, earthquake, economic inequality, energy insecurity, that means when they power us down and we have no power, extreme heat, which is being created, fires,
right.
which are being created,
right.
inadequate health systems, which they're pummeling us with viruses and other illnesses.
Well, also, they're creating new illnesses and spreading them, like Zika virus is genetically engineered. Please continue.
Yes. They talk also about the infrastructure failure, which we know is all planned, lack of affordable housing, all planned, rainfall flooding, which we've had here, and we'll talk about a little more about the results of what flooding, what happens to communities that are flooded after they're flooded. They tell us also we have to survive the stress of storm surge and sea level rise and coastal erosion, which we've talked about. We have a YouTube up of coastlines under attack. And they talk about structural insecurity and water insecurity. So we are being told.
That's why I tell people the first layer of prepping is like we have our sail on now for the Dakota's risen. You need to prep your body because they're trying to attack you. They get nanoparticles in the upper atmosphere they're inserting to weaponize the upper troposphere. They're giving us toxic meters. Now they want to put 5G network not only in all the roadways like in L.A. and Sacramento, but in literally 20,000 over the next 5 years to 6 years over the earth, so even the Atacama Plain. They're weaponizing the planet to make your life miserable, sick, and prematurely dead. And people don't get that. And that's why you need to prep up with power. We put solar on our house. We have a backup 20-kilowatt generator. We're going to get batteries. I not only have weapons, but I'm going to make exotic weapons, and I'm going to spread them to people that I know and I trust. I will send them plans for it. Some of them are up on my 10-plus plans over on wellness conditions. You can see plans I've had with John Moore ahead of over the last 12 years, talking about weapon systems that you need to have, because they're going to come for you. They're going to come for you to bring you not to just civil detention camps, but execution camps. Okay?
That's exactly
people
right.
And people don't get this. They think we're making all this up. Or Dr. Dingell's a conspiracy theorist. I worked on the inside with the FEMA, FBI, and CDC, and these people are devils, honestly. Please continue.
Well, they absolutely are. And I think people need to understand what we face as far as all of the executive orders that are already in place that tell us the kinds of capabilities that are in place that will happen. And I'm going to read through a few of them right now.
By the way, it doesn't matter if you have a Democrat or Republican in there. It's proceeding either way.
It doesn't matter. The only things that matter is that we're all human, and we're all being exterminated by these plans. And what is also important to understand is what these climate action plans are saying that they must, that requires, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but I want to go over some of these executive orders, because when you look at some of these, like executive order 10990, and I'm not going to read the executive orders from here on out, I'm just going to go through them, some of them,
right.
Allows the government to take over all modes of transportation and control highways and seaports. Allows the government to seize and control the communication and media, take over electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals. Allows the government to take over cars, trucks, vehicles of any kind, and total control over all highways, seaports, and waterways. Executive Order 10999 allows the government to take over all food resources and farms. This is happening now. Through the climate action plans. Everything I am telling you right now that are in these executive orders are happening in the climate action plans, and we'll go over that in a second, too. Some of the other executive orders allow the government to mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision, allows the government to take over health, education, and welfare. They already have. We have Common Core dumbing down.
And that's why we have the Democrats pushing so hard. But by the way, the regulatory changes to both, even though I saw the director of HUD, Human Health and Urban Development, it's not just urban, it's rural. They're in the process of rebuilding homes for people, but people don't realize these regulatory homes are in areas or following federal regulations that are going to control more and more of the population.
Absolutely. In fact, HUD is supporting all policies of climate change, and it's very important for everybody to understand all of the corporate agencies, including the Bar Association, support climate change. And what does that mean?
Well, the Bar Association is Masonic. Bar is a play on the ancient Hebrew term for God, and the Bar Association is Druidic and Luciferic. Every lawyer in this country and every other country in the First and Second World, including Russia and China, belong to the Bar, British Authorized Registry, which is a Baal organization. It goes right back to the Magna Carta. People have to understand this is Luciferic Satanism. There's nothing more to it. That's what it is. I don't care if they call themselves, they go to church and they're a Christian lawyer or whatever. If they belong to the Bar Association, they're involved with Luciferianism. Period.
That's exactly right. And they're the ones that are writing much of these statutes and regulations that are collapsing us into a depopulation agenda, into all the illnesses. And we have chemtrails overhead. I don't know, here in Northern California, where I am, Dr. Bill, we're very, very heavily chemtrails. We see the movement of weaponized weather events occurring every day, and it is horrific here. But I look at some of the other executive orders, and
Even if you can't see the chemtrails, the weather modification is occurring above that, where you don't see chemtrails, at 40,000 up to 80,000 feet. The chemtrails are lower than that, usually. They're still manipulating our weather, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's weaponized, fully weaponized. Yeah,
absolutely, fully.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle for the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. And we'll be taking over. What we have is we have a distracted political system to keep us busy in one tribal group or another while the earth is ending. And remember, April 19th is the first day of the 13 days of Baal, the fire god, with the eventual worship of Moloch, the owl. And that's why it's interesting that April 22nd, the birth date of Vladimir Lenin, is Earth Day, because their intention is to wipe Earth clean of not only carbon credits, but carbon generators. That's us. Please
continue. That's right. So the IPCC means Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. So let's break this down. Everyone needs to know this most important aspect of what is occurring. In all of those plans, we're talking the IPCC, we're talking about all of the plans that your cities, your incorporated cities and counties, states, countries, regions, all over the world have adopted. And this is what they are telling us must happen. They say that the climate plans are templates with the technology for mandating limited use of energy to keep climate change and global warming below 1.5 degrees Celsius, or crank the temperature up to 2.0 Celsius or more if a nation or state or region is not politically obedient. So let's understand this again. The climate action plans require that everybody reduce energy consumption dating back to levels of pre-industrial time. That's 1750, when we did not have machinery or equipment to produce goods. So what is happening is they're mandating reduced energy use back to times before we used equipment or machines. And we face a secret and deadly high-tech urban renewal. And smart cities are unsustainable. They're disposable prisons. Zero waste and water reuse regulations is all to literally eliminate humanity. We're in a circular economy where everything is tracked and monitored from creation to end of use. Climate change is the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate. And the circular economy is Earth, Inc. We are in a Earth, Inc. economy system.
I want you to emphasize that more. What you've done over the last number of weeks is talk about the fact the economics has said if you don't have a green agenda in your investments, your building, your house, whatever, you're not going to get loans. So in other words, we've got a green economy. And everything's being green, and that includes, under, by the way, Trump, and includes other countries in Europe and elsewhere. The greening of the economy doesn't mean we're going to make things better. For example, they're not reducing plastic in the oceans from the five major Asian countries like China and Taiwan and North Korea and Korea and so on. No. It means that they want to green it so that they want to move toward different technologies and necessarily better. For example, when you move from clean coal... to solar, you're actually generating a lot more pollution with creating solar panels than you are with making the solar panels than you are with actually using clean coal. But the problem is, you see, this whole agenda is designed to shepherd us toward the abattoir of eventual annihilation. Economic annihilation, environmental annihilation, health annihilation, which is why taking supplements now is not an option. If you don't take supplements and have alternative technology like our photon sound beam to block the radiation in your home, or recharge your body from the discharge of 5G network and other things. In a few years' time, if 5G network's elsewhere and you don't have this technology, you're going to get sick first and then you're going to die quickly. That's where things are going.
Well, that's absolutely true. And what we are talking about when we're talking about green financing, which is already in place, it's global financing. It's called green credit. And it will only allow loans or financing to people that are doing green projects, so that nothing will be able to be funded unless it is supporting the agenda of depopulation. That's the bottom line. It's already in place. The World Bank has a network of green loans set up. We're talking in South America. I've seen these plans. I've seen these plans everywhere. And they're identifying people that even apply for loans now, categorizing them under the colors to let people know before they even scrutinize their loans, whether or not they're even going to be potentially approvable. So if you don't have an environmental impact report against your loan request that shows you are conducting business that is relative to sustainability, meaning our debt, then you're not going to get the financing. So this is how this is going to roll forward much more hastily. And I'm going to be discussing that more on a later show, Dr. Bill, more about the green financing. But what I want to cover right now is what's happening here in Northern California and in other areas. And while I'm talking about Northern California, I'm talking about other areas too, because we're not getting any follow-up with what's happening with all of the flood-related aftermath in other areas throughout our country and the world. But I want to throw in this right now. This is horrific. The town of Paradise here in Northern California that was absolutely wiped out is now Pacific Gas and Electric, who is already criminal misconduct, is potentially going to end up with felony charges because they identified equipment that they had that they did not repair, and they had gotten the funding from the California Public Utility Commission for that. So that's going to be another distraction over wrangling over the horrific burn out town of Paradise. Plus, we're getting more news articles now here in Northern California of other areas and towns in the state that will burn. I have a burn 'em up list on stopthecrime.net that lists the communities that are still scheduled to burn. There's also a measles outbreak right now, Dr. Bill, in the town of Paradise that was hard hit by those fires last year. So they're facing a measles outbreak right now.
That's easy to take care of. If you take our antipathogenics and our immunoglobulins and our Nutrimune 26Y, and NutriSilver and NutriDefense, which will kill all viral capsid, it disappears in a matter of hours. So the problem is the population is captive to a useless healthcare system. That's why I can treat people of over 400 health conditions remotely anywhere in the world, and their own doctor standing in front of them doesn't know what the hell to do. The system is designed that way. They undertrain doctors. They don't treat them integrative functional medicine. They make them be pharmacological spokespeople. That's why I have my NutriMeds. That's why I tell people, if you don't prep now for what's coming, you're going to get sick first, then you're going to die. And the problem
is... That's absolutely true.
And people don't understand whether it's electropollution now or depleted soil or now genetically modified foods. Look at glyphosate. Even California had to admit it causes cancer. And look at ICLEI and all these other things. When they cause these climate problems, and I know having worked and taken care of employees at U.S. Space Command, we have total control of the weather. The fact that the Midwest has 1 million acres underwater, and now it ruined a lot of wells because the pollution's brought in toxins into the well water. A lot of these communities can't rebuild. They can't even get insurance to actually rebuild their homes. What's going to happen to all these businesses, right?
Yeah, Dr. Bill, that's just... Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it was just front-page coverage here a couple of days ago that they found benzene, which causes cancer, in the water supply in the town of Paradise. So all the surviving homes that are there, of course, absolutely. So it's going to be unbuildable. It's another way to shut off the water supply as well, because we know that the water's polluted and poisoned as it is anyway. So then you burn up areas, you burn up the plastic water lines, you create the benzene, then you say there's benzene in the water. Now they can't rebuild. We're having difficulties here in Northern California with some of the rebuilds. But I want to just go over some of the headlines here in the paper, because this is really important to understand. Northern California was hit a few weeks ago by massive floods, and we lost a lot of not only commercial businesses, but lots of residences along the Russian River that end up meandering past Bohemian Grove. Lots of homes are not able to be lived in at this point. Raw sewage was floating down these rivers and streams because intentionally these weaponized weather events swamped the wastewater treatment plant here. That's the plan, to swamp wastewater treatment plants throughout the world. That is a plan. And we also look at other plans, but I'm looking at more of what I see here in the papers in here in Northern California. They say that, again, I mentioned this a little bit ago, the PG&E may face Camp Fire. That's the paradise here in Northern California, the largest fire in California's history, a criminal probe. They're already under criminal probation. And the bankruptcy court is talking about how the victim's lawyers say the utility will face further liabilities at hearings, et cetera. So that's continuing to occur. We know, though, that PG&E is Rothschild, so we also know that ultimately they will not be held responsible. We also know, because we've looked it up, that PG&E is working on a new form of delivering electricity to Earth. That's why solar dimming is now quickly increasing, because they're going to be using space-based solar satellites as a weapon system to deliver electricity to Earth.
Yeah, think of it this way. Pumping either high-energy microwave energy through a beam through the plasma already inserted in the upper troposphere, either with microwaves or whatever, what the hell? They have no idea what the hell it's going to do to the geotectonics, the Earth's trigger, earthquakes, volcanoes, and superstorms. I think it was a large energy stick from space, from the space-based satellite, because these solar panels in space are never going to see dimming. They're going to be running 24/7, and the energy beam is going to be beamed to ground. And my guess is it's going to trigger off earthquakes, volcanoes, and weird weather systems are going to spin around this energy vortex, because it's going to create changes to the troposphere, to the upper troposphere. So weather systems are, how are they going to move around this spot? I mean, if there's more than how are they going to move around this energy vortex that's created through the upper troposphere? To me, it's very dangerous ideas.
Well, and, you know, Dr. Bill, another interesting and horrifying reality, too, is the creation of all the reservoirs and dams, which creates impoundment and weight on existing geological structures. I just found this out a few days ago. Here in Northern California, we have a fake lake. It's called Spring Lake in Santa Rosa. And that lake was built in the 60s, and about 4 years after that lake was completed, Santa Rosa had a major earthquake. So when you type in earthquakes or reservoirs and dams and earthquakes, you'll see that earthquakes occur where dams are impounding the water in a given area, the increased water levels during rain events, and then the release of water as they release it causes the ground to shift underneath, and earthquakes occur.
Let me give you a little twist on that, okay? Every tectonic plate is like a wind chime that has a specific frequency. And when you create a dam, it's not just the weight, it's the actual water pressure pushing it deep into the rocks, between the rock faces where the rocks can slip. And there's a thing called mu, or the resistance between rock faces. And if that mu level drops, the rocks can move a few inches or a yard. For example, in California, let's say in Los Angeles, there's equivalent to over a meter and a half of vertical thrust as well as horizontal thrust. There's actually 12 feet or 4 meters of thrust horizontally, but it's locked up north of Los Angeles and Simi Valley. So it's locked up there. The problem, if it moves 6 inches, L.A. will disappear in a rubble pile. And people don't know
that
when you start putting water deep into the ground, either by pumping it in there, like where they're pumping it in from, say, this fracking area, or just reservoirs pushing it into the ground, it causes
geysers.
And
geysers.
Exactly. It actually causes the rock faces to slide. It's like putting water between two stuck pieces of timber in a wedge, and now the timber slides quickly. And if it does, it causes a lot of destruction. Milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide.
Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10, the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutriMedical.
And welcome back. And by the way, just as an announcement, we still have the Passover Easter holiday sale, and it's the code is RISEN, and you're going to save 7%, including the multi-packs and the Lumen pads. And you need to prep up your body because your body is being attacked. And if you don't understand it, you're starting to get sicker, diabetic, hypertensive, peripheral neuropathy, mental problems, insomnia. Insomnia is actually one of the first symptoms of toxic electropollution. So, Deborah, I want you to go through some more of these things. By the way, we have our shows are instantly converted by pipa.io when I do it after the show, within 15, 20 minutes to YouTube. So, if you can grab that YouTube link from the show last week. We had quite a few hits, just for the people that are my main listeners, but I'm sure you've got hundreds of thousands. If you just grab that link and promote it, you'll get even more hits because they're instantly converted to many new podcast platforms, including YouTube now. Many.
Okay, so now I want to refer everyone to Stop the Crime. Go to our menu and follow it down or just type in people. We are posting Julian Assange's uploads before he was arrested. And I will tell you, we need eyes on this. We need to start reviewing all of these documents now. There are 32 pages of single line item documents to take a look at.
I look at it, you can literally spend years going over this damn stuff. I mean, not months, years.
One of the ones that I found was his confirmation that the military is working with the IMF and the World Bank and the Federal Reserve, which is our country's been taken. So he's only just underscoring the fact that we've been taken. But I'm going to get back now to some of the headings and some of the papers that I'm looking at right here. Everyone needs to understand what happens after floods. And they say that due to the hazardous waste from all the flooding that has been created here and everywhere else where there's flooding, there's now a local health emergency. And they're saying that they need tetanus shots, number one. They're saying that. But they're saying that if you have any broken skin at all, you should have a tetanus shot. They say what's really bad are headaches that people are getting. And also the fact that the murky water contains all kinds of poisons. We're talking about nail polishes, gas. We're talking about what's in people's garages.
And by the way, all these toxins increase tissue resistance to your body and make you diabetic. So what we're going to see is a massive surge of diabetes, hypertension, and vascular disease. Please continue.
Well, that would fit the bill, would it not? I mean, that's exactly what is being created here. So here in Sonoma County, as in other counties of horrific flooding, they have affirmed emergency after all the rains have overwhelmed the wastewater treatment facilities. So all of you that are listening, do not, if you can avoid being anywhere near low-lying areas, wetlands or wastewater treatment facilities, we would now recommend that you move away from that because they're claiming that due to climate change and the new normal of increased weather events, weaponized weather events intentionally, that we're going to see many more sewage being spilled out. They said here in Santa Rosa alone, they released 250 million gallons of sewage out of the wastewater treatment plant. So,
and by the way, this is all by design. I mean, this is covering both Democrat and Republican administrations. No one's upgraded our sewage treatment for 60 to 70 years. And there's no backup power for sewage, by the way, so that there is backup power for your water. So if I was going to make a very bad B movie, and I've announced this before, it would be called The Fourth Day. Dogs barking, food's rotten, sewage is now backing up in your kitchen and your tub because they have to turn down the water, which means you're now going to dehydrate besides the fact otherwise because they don't have backup treatment for the sewage. So it's going to back up in your house unless you have a septic field like we do. Pretty nasty, eh?
That's exactly right. And septic systems, yes, are void of that. As long as you're in a higher ground and you're not going to be susceptible to low-lying flooding conditions, as many of these people are, that are now getting sick and now getting various kinds of diseases. And they're talking about the stages of bacteria that is going to result now from all of the toxins and poisons due to the flooding here, not only in Northern California, but elsewhere worldwide. We want to talk about the multi-million dollar cost now of increased road damage. We have mudslides and collapsing roads as an increase of this new normal of climate change. Again, when you look at the Wildlands Project map and you see that we're to be confined within these human growth settlements, you can see now why the money is not going in to repairing the roads. And what's also very interesting, Dr. Bill, is the lack of road repair, but yet the massive, massive rollout of the telecommunication industry driving on all these derelict, rotting roads and stringing up all the lines to literally electrocute us to all the increased frequencies. It's a very diabolical reality that we face and what we see. We were talking about a week or more back about New York requiring that people get measles shots. We talked about earlier in the show how people up in Paradise are getting the measles. Also, many, many businesses are now having to close up because of the fecal material that floated through commercial businesses, restaurants, and so forth. Rents are going up catastrophically here in Northern California and everywhere else. We have a new element of people moving into our area as a few of the homes are being rebuilt because people cannot afford the loans. That's all part of what is occurring. We've also discovered through Bloomberg that there's a scam in the predatory insurance business, of course, where insurance really does identify areas of home accessibility. And now what we see is in all of the high fire severity zones, certainly we see this along the coastlines where they're they'll soon be under mandatory retreat. In other words, leaving the coastlines altogether. I bumped into a young person this past weekend who is in Northern California from New York. And I asked them, what is the repair status from Superstorm Sandy? And I was told that many of the homes are not being repaired that are low-lying coastal, that they are suggested to retreat. It's a planned retreat. We've been talking about that on the radio for quite some time, Dr. Bill.
Right.
So this
yeah,
person...
Well, we haven't seen the full brunt of the coastal destruction that's going to happen with superstorms.
That's exactly right.
And by the way, the U.S. government, including under Trump, is doing nothing to stop superstorms from striking America. If you saw the storm season last year and Mozambique hit with a cyclone that killed, I think, several thousand people, but I don't know what the number is. If you think it's over, you're an idiot, because our government has the space technology to modify weather or to use weather as a weapon, besides nuclear weapons and bullets and biological weapons, etc. And the weather weaponry is more subtle because you have plausible deniability. And so when
that's
you destroy
exactly right.
coastal areas or the Midwest where 1 million acres is now not going to plant a crop this year, how are those farmers going to stay solvent financially? I don't know. And
well,
I can tell you right now, they want us to eventually have a collapse of food supply, a collapse of coastal areas, a collapse of rural areas.
Well, Dr. Bill, there's nothing eventual about it. It's all happening. It's in slow motion now, and people are not recognizing it. They're absolutely not. I'm looking at another article that's saying that our county here has it's declined in its health ranking. So we're declining in our health ranking here because of all the smoke from the fires is what they're saying. And we just have also that geyser, the world's largest geyser, perched up on the mountains here that not only causes earthquakes but causes acid rain as well. Again,
and by the way, that geyser water is re-pumped back into the groundwater. And hydrogen sulfide, when it concentrates in your urine, will actually dissolve toilets and steel rebar. That's how powerful the hydrogen sulfide is.
That's exactly right. And then I'm looking at another headline. Melting glaciers pose a threat to the ecosystems. Well, they're saying because of the new climate heat intensities that we're going to have a snow drought and the waters are going to be heated up. So what we are going to see, we've been seeing this warned to us in the climate action plans. In fact, in one of the climate action plans that I reviewed, Dr. Bill, they talk about all of the types of viruses that are going to start emerging because of the heat. They're talking about massive power outages because of overheating events worldwide. This is all being set up and planned to put us back into 1750 in pre-industrial times. That's what
now, pre-industrial would support several hundred million people on the planet, not 8 billion almost. Which
that's
means
exactly right.
If they have a pre-industrial world, which is supported by all the Democrats and indirectly by all the Republicans, because you have to understand They're not saying it overtly, but in fact they agree with policies. Otherwise, America would completely get out of ICLEI and COGS and so on. I don't see any moves by the Republicans to stop it, or even under HUD. People need to understand what's going on here, whether it's overt and the leftists under the Democrats or behind the scenes with the Republicans. Both are collaborating with global United Nations Green Agenda policies, aren't they?
Well, now hold on, Dr. Bill, because actually all of our politicians, legislators, all of our officials are all working for the United Nations, for the IMF, the World Bank.
Of course they are. In fact, it's all
so
a scam.
We're all scamtastic. We're taken. That's right. We're all scamtastic.
Now, that's why people have to start taking care to prep up now for the societal collapse, because it's going to happen. Societal collapse in a number of phases. I don't know which will be first, but I expect the first phase will be climate collapse of food supply. Second will be an economic collapse, and then a geoclimatic collapse of the coastal areas and the rural areas with superstorms.
Well,
the power grid itself is not going to survive this, so if you don't have power generation, especially if you're in a rural area, you're going to starve to death because there's no grocery trucks coming up, so if you can't take care of yourself,
Dr. Bill, you're dead. Dr. Bill? Here's what it says in the paper. Very important. Fire district is dissolved and a new station is planned. They say, though, that the changes are coming after the county has changed the fire districts here. This is in Northern California. This will be going nationwide, where residents are going to have to pay if they want fire service. Now, let me go on. Turmoil in a new normal. I'm looking at a picture here out of Venezuela, where people are pushing a car through an intersection. They're saying here the subtitle under this is poor wages, lack of reliable water, electricity, and medicine are part of citizens' everyday life now in Caracas, Venezuela. And they talk about the new normal of climate change. So we're looking at the impacts of what's occurring worldwide as people are suffering and blackouts are planned and have created massive havoc. In fact, they call it a black start. And that's where we're headed. This will push us into the pre-industrial period of time where they want to relegate us into and kill most people off, Dr. Bill.
Right. Now, remember, Mr. Moore, a founding member of Greenpeace, made on Tucker Carlson about 3 weeks ago the exact statement of how these cities will collapse and massive violence and starvation will ensue very quickly when they do this.
That's exactly right.
And people need to understand that although Trump has pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord, many of the United Nations and COGS and ICLEI are still controlled. In fact, there's a parallel government at the local level that trumps the federal and state level in the United States, and even all the resources in the world, including the methane hydrates under the ocean, all the mineral resources, all the water resources that have already been deemed over, including from the United States to the United Nations. You know that we have no mineral rights? They've all been handed over to the UN, which is under the proxy of Britain, and Britain is owned under the proxy of the Vatican, and the Vatican under the Pindar, and the Druidic Council of 13. We have no ownership even of our mineral and water resources. They're owned by the United Nations now.
That's exactly right.
And the two nations that tried to resist it were Iran and North Korea.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. I'm looking forward to coming on next week as this unfolding diabolical reduction of the population increases.
We are in the days of Baal from April 19th to May 1st, which is May Day. And the sacrifice of Earth on May Day today is a druidic, luciferic sacrifice that all of the politicians in every country on Earth are participating in, aren't they?